Okay, Mike, if you just say your name and position, I'll get
it. Yeah, Mike Stevenson, Managing Director of Thinktastic.
Right, that's looking good. You know, we've got these freedom of information figures which tell us, you know, how much money speed cameras are generating and so on. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is what you're saying about the approach to speeding and dealing with offenders, because you'd like to see the authorities take a slightly different tack.
Yeah, I just think I want to see a revolution in Scotland, because I think the time is right to move us away from this constant penalisation, this punitive approach to everything, because I don't believe it actually works. In the same way as if you simply punish children for doing the wrong thing, it doesn't work very well. So I think that what is being shown by these figures is that roadside cameras are being used in places where they have the low-hanging fruit, so it's easy to raise money. Whereas speed cameras that are on the roadside, fixed ones, are showing less revenue because people, I think, know where the speed cameras are and they can adjust their speed. So I do not think it is changing behaviour. And the opportunity we have in Scotland just now is to move to an entirely different approach. And this approach is about using fun, it's about using, you know, affirmation and recognition and reward rather than simply penalising people. There's a great example of it in Sweden, where they have piloted, and here's the rub, 22% reduction in speeding already. And what they've done is they've taken the whole notion of the speed camera and they've transformed it into the speed lottery camera. And how it works, very simply, if you go under the speed limit, it flashes up that you've been entered for the local lottery draw. If you go over the speed limit, it flashes up that you have gone over the speed limit and you will make a contribution to the lottery and therefore to community projects.
So there's not, it's not an actual fine to the state as such?
It's a fine, but it's used as a much more positive contribution to the wider community. And it's also, you know, creating this feel-good for people who get entered into the lottery draw. It's taking a different approach. And it is part of this whole theory that I have. And I want to see Scotland leading the world in this. So this is the excitement of this. That if we shift from using penalty and punishment around everything, then we change our culture. If you think about the workplace, there's so many public sector organisations and businesses where people are frightened to make a mistake. We should be saying to them, you know, mistakes are okay, provided they don't have, you know, an impact on life and death. Mistakes are okay, because if we don't make mistakes, we take no risks. If we take no risks, we don't develop as a community. And I want to see Scotland thriving economically and socially. But we are a doer culture. And we're surrounded by, you know, things that we can't do. We're surrounded by no signs, by warnings, by don't go beyond this line. And that is not creating the kind of mood I want. And I'll give a quick example. I was working with a local authority not too far from Edinburgh. And I said to them, I wanted to go out and talk to young people because they give a very good sense of where the local authority is in relation to them. I turned round the logo and I said to them, what does it say to you? And this wee boy says, no ball games, mister. So his view of the council was stopping him doing things. That's wrong. And we've got to change that.
Just talking specifically about the speed cameras, you talked, it's 22% reduction in accidents, is it, they've had in Sweden?
No, in speeding.
In speeding.
In the incidence of speeding, which is a staggering
And
reduction.
Is that directly related to that?
Yes, because they've measured it since the installation of the speed lottery cameras. Yes.
And how long has that been going? I mean, what details do you know about that?
A year. Don't ask me for very precise details, because actually they are available. I've just used the Swedish model as an example of something that's been done differently. And this was an idea that came from a young guy in America, a 17-year-old, who came up with this idea. He won an award from Volkswagen for coming up with a fun theory idea that changes behaviours, or is likely to change behaviours, and the Swedes have adopted it. The interesting thing is it came from a 17-year-old. And I think one of the things we lose out on in Scotland is the ideas of young people and children. And children have got a much fresher view of the world. And they think in colour and they think in opportunity. And they don't react well to, you know, punishment around not doing things right. But you encourage a child by telling them they're doing fantastically well and they'll do more of it.
Yeah. So do you think that the authorities would be open to this idea? Because it's a huge sort of change in mindset, isn't it?
I think it's a huge change of mindset. But just take this example. If you were to go to a parking meter and the parking meter said, you know, 20% of all that you put in this meter will go towards, you know, a neighbourhood project or towards a charity. It just lifts the whole thing. It's the same with parking fines, which are a necessary evil. But, you know, parking is something that people do. To change that behaviour is not going to be about parking fines. It's about making it easier for people to go into the city centre on all kinds of public transport, making it more fun, incentivising them to do that, not penalising them for parking.
You suspect, though, that I presume that these cameras and speed traps are being used to a degree as a revenue-raising exercise.
The head of the Federation of Chief Superintendents said so. He said his fear was that it were being used in areas where it's easy to catch people speeding rather than in areas where there are accidents, black spots.
So if that's the case, it's hard to see how they would want to give up that revenue in terms of, you know, and give the money to charity instead or give it away in a lottery.
I don't think it has to be to charity. I mean, you know, you can create revenues out of this, but you just create revenue. But the police's determination is to change behaviour. And if that's the determination, then that's the way we should be going. It could open up a wholly new kind of culture around us. And it's one that I believe will create, you know, a happier, healthier nation. Because, you know, all this warning, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, it creates a kind of low-lying depression. And Scotland is, you know, known as a doer country. This is the opportunity to change that, change it, you know, absolutely. And I think the authorities have got no choice but to look at alternatives now.
And when you bring up this example in Sweden, is that the only country that you feel are really kind of adopting this approach?
No. I think the Scandinavian countries are very, very good at trying out new things. There's a bottle bank, for example. I think it's in Germany. And when you're putting in your bottles, they've got all these different entry points and they light up. So the competition is to put your bottle in as fast as you can into the hole that lights up. And you can compete against other people because you can flash your score up. I mean, it's just putting a bit of fun and incentive into an otherwise benign activity. Huh. You know, there's a bottomless bin in Copenhagen that creates a strange noise when you put anything in, even as light as a feather. And it creates this kind of... People love it. And it increased the use of that bin fantastically in just one day.
Why aren't we doing this already? Are you saying life in Scotland's just a bit dull, a bit boring, really?
I think it's not just in Scotland. I think we have a history of using punishment rather than reward. Companies that have changed this are doing better. Companies that change this are doing better. They're getting more higher performance from their staff. People are taking more ownership. And they're getting better results.
I mean, you're a creative guy, and it takes a bit of creativity to come up with these ideas as well, doesn't it?
Well, here is a challenge. Let us move Scotland from a predominantly left-brained culture to a right-brained culture. And it is, we've used the left side of the brain, for many, many years to try and change behaviours. Let's use the right part of the brain, and suddenly you arrive at a whole new set of solutions. And it actually creates an opportunity for people to come up with fantastic ideas. And, you know, it gives an opportunity for children to be involved in shaping Scotland as well as, you know, adults in positions of authority. Mm. It's a must-do.
OK, lovely. Thanks very much. There are 25 seconds left.